And
两年四个月，那么你说什么时候会讲完呢？
When will we finish？
讲到耶稣来灭亡怎么办？
We won't finish until Christ returns。
我们印尼差不多四年才讲完。
In Indonesia, we take about 4 years to complete。
希伯来书也是讲了两年四个月了。
The same thing with the book of Hebrews, we preach for 2 years and 4 months。
希伯来书在不到一年里面会结束的。
And we will end this the book of Hebrews less than a year from now.
希伯来书只有13章。
Because there are only 13 chapters in Hebrew.
现在讲到11章。
Now we have spoken on 11 chapters.
罗马书16章。
The book of Romans has 16 chapters.
现在讲到第11章。
Now it's 11 chapters we're covering.
所以罗马书会迟一点结束。
So we end a bit later.
当希伯来书结束的时候。
So when we have completed the book of Hebrew.
我们会请所有参加过希伯来书的人。
We will invite those who attended the book of Hebrew.
可以报名参加一次的联欢。退休感恩会
We are going to have a retreat
那么我不知道罗马书怎么样了
I don't know about the book of Romans
所以我们要努力
So we are work hard
你继续不断参加这些聚会
They continue to attend this meeting
你经常思考这些经文
And ponder on these passages
你知道这是千年万年大计
You know that this is a plan that lasts eternally
这不是一些随便的理论
This is not just simply any theory
每一个时代都有思想家
For every age there's a thinker
为人类的需要写出一些的文章
For the need of mankind they've written some articles
用个人的思想
And using their personal ideas
有罪的思想
And the sinful thoughts
主观的限制
And subjective limitations
发挥一些他们的看法
Just to expound on their theories
过几年以后呢
And after a few years
他们的理论就不适用了
Their theory may not be applicable
有的比较伟大的
but those are greater,
过几百年以后
and after a few hundred years,
理论才没有用的
the theories are discarded,
有一些更伟大的哲学家
and some even more greater thinkers,
在一两千年里面
for 1 or 2,000 years,
思想还可以影响人的道德
that thinking still can influence our morality,
但是天下没有一本书
but under heaven there's no single book,
可以指出历史的方向
that can point to the direction of history,
可以看到人类的结尾
that you can see the end of mankind,
又使人对永恒发生盼望
so that people have a hope in eternity,
除了这一本书以外
other than this book,
所以圣经好像很简单的一本书
so the Bible looks simple,
你每一节一直看看好像不需要去查字典
every verse you don't have to check from dictionary,
但是这圣经里面隐藏的东西
but then what is embedded in it,
不是单单是千年大业
it's not something that only lasts forThousands of years,
不是单单是万年大业
or even 10,000 of years,
是圣经是隐藏在万古之间的奥秘
because it is the profundity mystery that hidden even from the very beginning of the world,
是从亘古到永恒的旨意
from eternity to eternity God's plan,
在历史的某些时代中间向人显明出来
that in a certain age of time is manifested to mankind,
所以感谢上帝
so we praise the Lord,
当我们研究思考这些话的时候
when we study and ponder on these words,
我们好像是在我们生命中间某一个时段某一天某一段的时间一两个钟头来参加一个聚会
It is as if in our life for a certain moment only a few hours attend this meeting
其实不是的
Actually not
我们在我们生命中间
But rather in our life
建立一个永恒者永恒的旨意发生关联
That we have a link with the eternal one eternity
所以我们思考这些神的计划的
So we ponder on this plan of God
我们所明白的是超历史的神的真理
What we understand is the truth of God that transcends time
这就是圣经伟大的地方
And that is the mightiness of the Bible
许多人只顾现今
A lot of people only pay attention to the world today
只顾实用
And also practicality
所以说这些和我实际上没有什么关系
So they say all these things has nothing to do with our practicality
其实不是如此
Actually not
我相信智慧人总以智慧为事
I believe that the wise men will concentrate on the wise things
这是耶稣基督所讲的话
That's what Jesus said
所以我们所领受的
So what we receive
我们所明白
What we understand
我们所领悟的
What we understand
但不是单单今生的事
Not something of today
那是永恒的事情
But eternity
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
愿上帝赐福给我们
May God bless us
那如果罗马书一有讲完了以后
So if we have finished the book of Romans
是不是还有这样的机会呢
Are we going to have this opportunity again
我不知道
I don't know
我相信一个人一生如果神特别给他一个机会能够用几年的时间思考一大本重要的圣经
If for a person for a few years of his life that he can have this opportunity from God to ponder on this important book of the Bible
这一个人一生就这些真理影响他引导他
Then for his whole life this truth will guide him or influence him
请问李牧师你这一生有没有一段这样的时间几年思考一本书每个礼拜来听一本书这样讲解的吗
就是罗马书
啊， 连他一生活到今年多少岁了？有没有45岁了？
有
啊，他已经超过45岁了。
More than 45, of course.
才只有这一次。
But only this opportunity that we have.
我一生呢？
So for my whole life,
只有一次两年的时间。
Only for once, there was a time of 2 years.
有一个传道人呢，查考出埃及记。
There was a preacher that found about Exodus.
我每个礼拜去听。
And every week I go and listen.
有我大的帮助。
Then later I was really helped.
接下来我再要听的时候。
Then when I want to continue to listen.
那个传道人死了。
But that pastor died.
死了以后。
And after his death,
没有别的人再传了。
No other people should continue to preach.
一直从我12岁的时候。
So from the age of 12.
等到60岁，没有人再讲查经。
Until when I at the age of 60, nobody expound this book.
60岁，我自己查经。
So at the age of 60, I expound myself.
我一决定就5个国家查。
So I have decided to preach on 5 cities.
那你们这以前有没有这样的查经？几年的时间呢？
So、before,
有没有啊？
Do you have this kind of a
有的举手，有的举手。有没有啊？没有。那以后有没有啊？
Would you have in the future?
我盼望有。
I hope that is.
那如果你以后没有的话，
If there is none in future,
那你等到60岁你自己查经好了。
Then you wait until you are 60, then you explore yourself.
就像我这样。
Like me.
世界的书太多了。
Because there are so many books in the world.
真正引导人走永生道路的书只有一本。
True books that truly lead us to the eternal way is only one.
英国有一个这个文学家叫做 Samuel Johnson。
And also in England, there's this Samuel Johnson.
这个人叫做 the Lion of the English Literature.
他乃是英国文学之师。
那这个人死以前呢？
Before he died,
大家围着他的病床。
Everybody come to sit back.
要听他讲最后的话是什么？
Want to listen what's the last word from him?
他不讲。
He didn't say anything.
他快要死了。
Before he died,
所以呼吸很弱。
So he was weak in his breathing.
他们在那边等。
People waiting.
后来他讲句话。
And later he uttered a statement.
他说。Bring me the book.
把那本书给我。
Bring me the book.
把那本书带给我。
他们就问他说 ，Which book?
他们说哪一本
？You have so many thousands of books in your private library.
你自己的图书馆这么多书。
Bring which book to you?
你要我带哪一本给你呢？
他最后一句话说什么呢？
他说 ，What do you say?
Stupid. The only book is the Bible.
这么蠢，那本书就是圣经。
唯一的一本书就是圣经。
The only book is the Bible.
你一个人快要死以前。
Because a person before he died,
你还带什么书给他看呢
？What book do you want to bring to him?
老夫子。
老夫子
有什么用呢
？No use.
你带给他报纸看。
Or even a newspaper.
有什么用呢
？What use?
只有这本书。
Only this book.
今生
，this life，
来生
，eternity，
身体
，body，
灵性
，your soul，
灵界
，and also
spirituality， 物
界 ，also matter，
被造
，created world，
创造
，creating world。
天堂
in heaven,
地狱
in hell,
良善
good,
邪恶
evil,
真神
true God,
撒旦
Satan,
所以一切的智慧
this all salvation, all this wisdom,
都在这本书
in this book,
感谢上帝
praise the Lord,
愿上帝赐福给我们
may God bless us,
给我们有生之年
so that with our lives that we have,
越来越爱神的话语
more and more we love the word of God,
越多思考主的话语
more and more we ponder the word of God,
彼得正像耶稣基督对马大说的话
like Jesus told Martha,
马大马大
Martha, Martha,
你为许多事情忙碌
you have been busy for many things,
你的妹妹玛利亚
by your sisters, Mary,
已经选了上好的福分
she chosen the best,
是不能被夺取
that can be snatched away,
玛利亚选什么福分呢
what have Mary
chosen, 坐在那里
To sit before,
听上帝的话
to listen to the word of God.
坐在那里
sit there,
听上帝的话
listen to the word of God.
坐在那里
sit there,
听上帝的话
listen to the word of God.
上帝的道丰丰富富蕴藏在他自己
so that the word of God is abundantly hidden in her.
成了他智慧的源头
so become the source of her wisdom.
成了他信仰的内容
and become the content of her faith.
成了他依靠上帝的原则
and become the principle for him to rely on the Lord.
成了他侍奉的基础
and become the foundation of her service to the Lord.
感谢上帝
praise the Lord.
愿主赐福给我们
may God bless us.
好，我们大家一同打开罗马书第十一章
Shall we turn again to Romans chapter 11?
罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11
翻到了我们再读一段上一个礼拜曾经读过的话语
We are going to read a passage we have read last week
我们从第16节
Reading from verse number 16
读到第25节
Until 25
所献的心面若是圣洁全团也就圣洁了树根若是圣洁树枝也就圣洁了若有几根枝子被折下来你这也橄榄的结在其中一同这个橄榄根的肥枝你就不可向旧枝子夸口 若是夸口，俺知道不是泥托住根，乃是根托住泥。你若说那枝枝被子下来，是特委叫我接上，不错，他们因为不信，所以被子下来。你因着信，谁立得住？你不可自高，反要惧怕。第二十一到二十四节一同读：上帝既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。可见上帝的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。而且他们若不是长久不信，人家被接上，因为上帝能够把他们重新接上。你是那从天生的也甘蓝上砍下来，尚且捏住性的结在好甘蓝上，何况这本树的枝子要结在本树上呢？第二十五节一直到第这个第二十五节一直到第三十四节，大家一同开诚再来读。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我们与他们所立的约。就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。再读第二十九节，因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服上帝，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜悯。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的怜悯，现在也就蒙怜悯。因为上帝叫众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜悯众人。我们读经到这个地方，
We start the reading here.
再次低头祷告，请李牧师带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，我们真恳求主再一次的今天晚上透过圣灵在我们心里面的光照，使你的话语对我们是敞开的，以致我们能够借着圣灵的引导，我们进入真理，把你的仆人再一次交托，求主你使用你的仆人能够再一次的把你所托付他的信息向我们传讲。这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们，
阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想到保罗为自己骨肉之亲心中非常痛苦。
Last week we pondered here that Paul, because of the conscription, he feels so difficult in his heart because they're cut off.
他身为犹太人
，being a Jew，
身在便雅悯支派
，and born as a Benjamite，
但他生在外邦的大树
，but he was born in Tarsus, the Gentile city，
又蒙召蒙拣选做外邦的使徒
，and he was called to be an apostle of the Gentiles。
他生的时候有犹太的血统
，so he was born with blood of Jews。
生下的时候在罗马帝国的时代
，but he was born in the Roman Empire，
又是身为罗马籍的公民
，and also was born as a Roman citizen。
所以保罗有个非常非常复杂的心
，so Paul has a very complicated。
一方面想起他的骨肉之亲
，On the one hand, he talk about his own kinsman，
就是雅各家以色列所支派信主的事情。
That is the believers among the tribe of Jacob。
他们这样的迟钝
，That they are so slow。
他们这样的抵挡上
，They are so going against God。
他们反对基督
，That they go against Christ Jesus。
他们把神所赐下的弥赛亚交给这个外邦人来审判。
To the Messiah that God has given, they give it to the Gentiles to judge.
然后他说钉他十字架。
And they cry, crucify him.
钉他十字架。
Crucify him.
流着人的血的罪。
The sin that shed the blood of this man.
为我们与我们的子孙。
They come to us and our generation to come.
保罗说的犹太人昼夜不断地盼望上帝把弥赛亚赐下来。
So the poor, like a Jews, hoping the Messiah is given.
当上帝把弥赛亚赐下来的时候，他们不但不接受他，他们抗拒他， 他们把他处死刑。
But then when Messiah is given, they rejected him, also crucified him on the cross.
因为他们不认为基督就是神所高立的弥赛亚。
Because they do not feel that Christ Jesus is anointed Messiah.
所以你可以想见保罗知道他的百姓犯了这么大的
事。So Paul knew that his own people had sinned such a great sin.
他的心何等的痛苦。
So his heart was so suffering.
所以当以色列人拒绝基督以后。
So when the Jews, after they rejected Christ,
神的恩就临到外邦了。
So the grace of God now comes to the Gentiles.
当神的恩典临到外邦人的时候。
So when the grace of God comes to the Gentiles,
以色列人就被丢弃了。
The Israelites were discarded.
以色列人被丢弃，外邦人被接纳。
So the Israelites were cast away, the Gentiles were accepted.
保罗就看见神的恩从自己的本族已经移到那些外邦应当不配蒙恩的人身上。
Paul then see that the grace coming from them has been now turned to the Gentiles who are not worthy of this grace.
而他是蒙派做外邦使徒的职分。
And he has been elected to be the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以一方面他传福音给外邦的人。
So on one hand he preached to the Gentiles.
许多人接受了主。
So many of the Gentiles accepted Christ.
但他心中一方面为以色列人痛苦忧伤。
But then in his heart he grieved for his own people, the Jews.
因为以色列人不信。
Because of disbelief of the Jews.
神把恩典移到外邦那里。
Then now God turned the grace to the Gentiles.
那么外邦凭着什么蒙受这个恩典？
Based on one the Gentiles received the grace.
当然这完全不是凭着人的行为。
Not because of their own conduct.
完全不是凭着人的功劳。
Not because of their work.
完全不是凭着人有什么代价。
Not because of what price that we paid.
或者人有什么资格。
Or what that we are qualified.
恩典原是给那些不配得的人的才叫做恩典。
Because grace is given to those who are not deserving, and that's why it's called grace.
现在保罗看见这些不配蒙恩的人，既然蒙了恩典。
Some Paul see that these people who are not deserving of the grace have given the grace.
承受过应许的以色列人被抛弃。
But then this the Jew who had the promise that had been cast away.
那么他心里还有一个盼望。
So in heart there's a hope.
就是借着这些外邦人。
That through the Gentiles.
可以激动犹太人。
To also stir up the heart of the Jews.
使他们的悔改。
So that they'll repent.
免得恩典继续在外邦中间让他们没有份。
Lest this grace continue to be the wooden Gentile and they have no share.
盼望借着外邦人激动。当一些的犹太人归向
他。So they hope that through the Gentiles it caused envy with the Israelites.
但是他等等了许久。
But you waited for a long time.
犹太人仍旧没有救。
The Jews did not realize.
那保罗现在看外邦人蒙恩，他怎么看法？
Now that Paul, how did he see the Gentile who received the grace?
外邦人蒙恩，蒙恩，蒙恩之后。
When the Gentile received the grace continually.
他发现外邦人又产生了一些可怕的罪恶。
He finds that there's still another great sin that comes from the Gentiles.
什么罪恶呢？
我看。
他们以为他们是应当蒙恩的。
They thought that they are worthy of the grace.
他们就夸他们自己可夸的。
So they boasting that they are boastful.
他们就可能就骄傲起来。
Maybe they become arrogant.
不但如此，他们会轻看犹太人。
And they despise the Jews.
你看，我们是蒙恩的人，不是你们。
See, we are the ones who are blessed on you.
所以这几样的罪恶。
So this two kind of sin.
又使外邦人进到危险的中间。
Cause the Gentiles to enter into a state of danger.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们常常有这样的毛病。
Many times we just succumb.
当我们在恩典之外的时候
，When we are outside of grace，
我们不知恩典何等的宝贵。
We do not know how precious this grace is。
当我们炫目得着恩典
，When we admire to have the grace，
神把恩典赐给我们
，When God has given us the grace，
久而久之，我们又感到应当是蒙恩的。
When the time passed by， we thought that we are deserving of this grace，
所以我们又不觉得恩典是何等的宝贵。
Then we do not deem again this grace is precious。
所以这个时候骄傲就慢慢起。
So now we become arrogant.
所以保罗就对外邦人讲这句话。
So Paul tells the Gentiles this statement.
你们不可夸口。
Do not feel boastful.
你们就知道你们原是野橄榄的枝子。
You must know that you belong to a wild olive.
现在勉强被接在好橄榄的。
But now you have been grafted to the good olive by nature.
为什么呢？
Why?
你的原来的橄榄树。
Because the original olive tree.
有一些枝子被折下来了。
Some of the branches are cast away.
所以把那个野橄榄的枝子接在这个原来的橄榄树上。
So that this wild olive is now grafted on this natural olive.
你们中间搞过园艺的人。
So if you have the horticulture.
你就知道这个叫做接枝的一种周修的姿势。
You know this is called grafting.
就是你把别的枝接在不 从原来的树的上面。
So you use one branch to be grafted on the other trunk.
结果截枝之后呢
？So after you grafted,
原来的树根、原来的树干的树枝就流到这个树枝的里面。
So the nourishing sap from this stalk now flow into the branch.
这个树枝就开始产生果效。
So then this branch now become alive.
它就可以结果子出。
It can produce fruit.
它领受的眼神，别人的树干、树枝。
But actually the sap that you see is coming from the stalk.
这个被砍下来的。
So this which can be cut away.
撇在一边。
Had been cut away.
变成树上的野甘蓝。
So olive tree branch.
被接上肥的甘蓝。
Has been grafted to this good olive tree.
这就告诉我们的外邦人是这样我们。
This is only about to tell the Gentile receive the grace in this manner.
我们今天在基督领受的赦罪的恩典。
That we have a forgiving grace in Jesus Christ.
我们今天领受的救赎的恩典。
We receive the salvation grace.
我们领受的应许。
Also have a promise that we have.
我们领受的真理给我们的教导。
We have the teaching of the truth.
圣灵在我们心中的运行。
The Holy Spirit working in us.
这是原是神应许给以色列人。
All these are promises for the Israelites.
所以从人的眼光来看。
So from man's perspective.
以色列因为不信被砍下来了。
Israel because of disbelief they've been cut off.
我们因着信被接上去。
And we because of belief we have been grafted.
所以我今天成为何怎样的人。
So what kind of man that I become today?
是因为主的恩典才成。
It is by the grace of God.
不是因为我好。
Not because I'm good.
不是我计划归主。
Not because I plan to belong to God.
不是我有条件蒙恩。
Not because I'm well conditioned.
不是我能寻找上。
Not because I'm searching for God.
不是我呼召他的名。
Not because I call upon His name.
神寻找我。
But God has searched me first.
神呼召我。
But He called me first.
是神供应我。
God has supplied to me.
神光照我。
God has illuminated me.
神拣选我。
God has selected me.
这些道理每一个人可以讲得比保罗更清楚。
No one can preach this out just clearly than Paul.
每一个人可以比保罗有更正确的观念。
No one can have a more correct idea as compared to Paul.
为什么我这样讲呢？
Why is I say so?
因为保罗归主的时候，清楚知道绝对不是他的意愿。
Because when Paul returned to Christ, it is not because from his own will he know.
不是他的计划。
That is his plan.
他的计划原是反对基督。
Because he planned to go against Christ.
上帝的计划是借着基督拯救他。
So but the plan of God is that through Christ to save him.
他的意愿是逼迫基督徒。
He went to go against the Christians.
神的依然是借着基督拯救他。
But the will of God is that through Christ to save him.
保罗会成为基督徒。
That Paul can return to a Christian.
完全不是他的计划。
Not because he planned for it.
完全不是他的意愿。
Not because his will for it.
完全不是他寻找主。
Not because he seek for it.
他也没有求告主。
He didn't call upon God.
更没有来到主面前，我相信你。
Only one he didn't come to the Lord and say, I believe in you, Lord.
所有的就是抵挡、反对、侮辱、欺压。
But all that he had is to go against, to persecute and to press against the Christians.
所以神借着这样一个保罗，
so God through Paul
告诉他，
to tell him,
恩典临到人，
grace come to man,
不是出于你，乃是出于神，
not from you but from God.
所以保罗讲这件事就比别人更清楚。
So then Paul is clear that when he expounds on this thing,
因为他每次讲的恩典就知道自己是怎样蒙恩。
Because every time when he expounds on grace, you know how that he received grace himself.
他每次讲的拣选他就知道不是他拣选上帝，是主拣选。
So every time we talk about election, it's not because he elected God, but God has elected him.
怪不得保罗讲预定论的时候，
No wonder when Paul expounds on predestination,
一定超越彼得、雅各、约翰等其他的。
He will be much better as compared to Jacob, John, all these even Peter.
雅各讲恩典论的时候，
When these James talk about these grace,
一定比其他的使徒更明白。
He will be clearer as compared to other apostles.
当保罗讲神的主权的时候，
When Paul talk about sovereignty of God,
一定比其他的使徒们更清楚。
He will be clearer as compared to other apostles.
因为他自己亲身的经历，
Because his personal experience he expounds on,
神主权的得胜。
That the sovereignty of God prevails.
神恩典的得胜。
And also the prevailing God's grace.
神计划的得胜。
And the prevailing God's plan.
神主权得胜什么？
What is the prevailing of God's sovereignty?
神主权得胜他自由的选择。
He prevails over his own choice.
神恩典得胜什么？
What is the grace that prevails?
神恩典得胜他一切的所行所为。
The grace prevails of all his work.
神的怜悯得胜什么？
And what kind of prevailing is the mercy of God?
得胜他所有不应当有的条件。
He prevails over all his unconditional conditions.
神的计划的是什么？
What is the prevailing of God's plan?
神计划拯救他，得胜了他 他根本没有计划要相信。
Because God's plan prevail, always plan not to believe in Him.
所以保罗把这个恩典观。
So this concept of grace.
把它放诸对外邦的拯救的行为的时候。
So God has poised applied it to the salvation of the Gentiles.
他就讲这样的话。
Then he said this.
你们万邦人。
You the Gentiles.
你们蒙恩。
You have the grace.
你们不要夸口。
Do not be arrogant.
你们更不要轻看以色列人。
And don't despise the Israelites.
因为以色列被丢弃，所以你们被接上去。
So it is because Israel cast away, that's why you're grafted.
那如果有一天以色列被接纳回去的时候，怎么样？
If one day if the Israel had been accepted,
我们不过是蒙那个本来不配得的恩而已。
We are only but receiving the grace which is undeserving.
那个恩典跟那个应许原是他们的。
Because the grace and the promise actually belongs to them.
如果有一天
if one day
上帝把以色列收回的时候
when God has turned back the Israel,
那时候他们就领受多大的恩典。
Then what kind of grace they will receive from God?
全世界就明白了。
The whole world will not understand.
主的旨意是没有错。
The plan of God is never wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
所以这里说呢
so here it says,
如果几根枝子被枝下来
if a few branches have been cut off,
你们也橄榄的建在其中
you the wild branch has been grafted,
一同得着橄榄根的肥枝
to receive the nourishing sap of the root,
你们就不要向旧的枝子夸口
do not boast yourself against the old branch,
如果夸口
if when you boast,
应当知道不是你托住这些枝子
You must
托住根
it is not
那是根托住你
It's not you who support the root But the root that support you
你说那枝子被撤下来是他为我叫我被接上去
You see the branch has been cut off so that I can be grafted
不错
No, sure.
他们因为不信所以被撤下来
It is fine It is because they disbelieve That's why they're cut off
你们因着信所以立得住
But you because you believe You can be grafted
你们不可自高
Do not be arrogant
反要惧怕
But you must tremble、
啊、这一句话很吸引我
So this word draw my attention
这是圣经唯一的一次
The only time in the Bible
告诉你一面信一面惧怕
That on one hand you believe On the other hand you tremble
其他几处的圣经都只要信不要怕
And other places,
do
not only believe.
只要信不要怕。
Fear not only you believe.
这里说你们一面信一面惧怕。
But here you say that you fear and say that you believe.
所以圣经跟其他的圣经是不是相背相反的
？So as compared to other verses, is it contradicting?
不是的
，No.
这里的惧怕跟其他的惧怕不一样。
Because the trembling here is different from other trembling.
这里的惧怕是敬畏神的惧怕。
It is a God fearing kind of trembling.
不是惧怕仇敌的惧怕。
Not to fear against enemies.
以色列因为不信被折下来。
The Israel because of disbelief they may cut off.
你们因着信被接上去。
And you because of belief you have been grafted.
你现在不要夸口。
Do not boast.
反倒要惧怕。
You must fear.
这里的夸口。
Hear the boasting.
这里的惧怕。
Hear the fear.
是指什么呢
？What are you pointing to?
你要因为恩的缘故。不要再夸自己有什么功劳
Because of grace is not boast that you have any works
你要恩的缘故
Because of grace
知道敬畏神的主权
You know the sovereignty to fear the Lord
你要敬畏上帝
Sorry, you must fear the Lord
因为你今天能成为蒙恩的人来因为神的恩典
Because what kind of man you become today is by the grace of God
你要恐惧战惊做成得救的功夫
So with a trembling heart you want to work out your salvation
这句话什么意思呢
What do you mean
是不是我信了主又还是害害怕怕的
You see after I believe in God I tremble
不是
No
我们有敬畏神的惧怕
We have the heart of fearing the Lord
敬畏神的惧怕不是胆小畏缩不敢做事没有机没有能力没有心智侍奉的那种惧怕
God's fearing is not timidity so much so that you dare not do anything at all
这种的惧怕是什么惧怕呢
This kind of timidity
我们怕得罪神
This kind of fear is that we fear that we might sin against God
怕犯罪
You are afraid that you might sin against God
我们怕神的审判
Or you fear that God will judge you
这种惧怕是健全的
This kind of fear is healthy fear
感谢上帝
Praise God
怕神的审判什么意思
You are fearing of the judgment of God
如果犹太人因为不信就可以被折下来
If the Jew because of this belief they can be cut off
那么你是谁
Who are you
连选民都可以被他折下来
Even the elect could be cut off
那你是谁
Who are you
你以为上帝可以让你永远享特权因为你得救了你是被拣选的你就永永远远可以不必过圣洁的生活
You thought that you can continue to have this grace and you do not live a holy life
不是的
No
基督徒
Christians,
一面蒙恩
on the one hand we have the grace, 一面
战战兢兢感恩
but trembling when the grace thanks to God,
战战兢兢过得圣洁
we fear when to live a sanctified life,
战战兢兢过圣洁的生活
we fear to live a holy life,
基督徒天不怕不地不怕只怕犯罪的罪上帝
A Christian is fear of nothing but the fear they want to sin against God.
只怕我们的圣灵担忧。
We fear that we have grieved the heart of Holy Spirit.
只怕我们的神在我们的错误的行为中间被惹动怒气。
We fear that we will stir up the wrath of God in our sins.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
如果你有这样的心
If you have this kind of heart,
就不会重复犹太人失败的那些原因
Then you will not repeat the failure of Israel.
犹太人的失败为什么
Where is the failure of the Israel?
因为他们蒙恩了以后
Because after they have the grace,
他们没有敬畏
They did not fear.
他们随便犯罪
They just sin any way they like.
反正我是选民
I'm the elect. They say,
反正神拣选了我
The God has elected me.
上帝是我的上帝
God is my God.
我可以依靠他
I can rely on him.
永远的旨意
Eternal plan he has.
我就不管
I wouldn't care anything.
这种态度
This kind of attitude.
是神所不喜欢的
this pleasing of God.
所以神把他折下来
You've got to cast them off
把你接上去
And then graft you
原来如果一个人因为他是蒙拣选他可以随便犯罪这一个观念就证明可能他不是蒙拣选的
If a person would have the concept that I'm elect I can sin any way I like This would prove that he's not the elect
请你再听一次
Pay attention
如果一个人以为我既然是蒙拣选
If a person would think that since I've been elected,
我可以随便犯罪
so I can sin anywhere.
因为我是蒙拣选
because I'm elected.
我可以随便
I can sin.
反正我一定不会灭亡
because I will not perish.
有这种心态的人，证明可能他不是被拣选。
If you have this kind of attitude, it's not to prove that you might not be the elect.
因为真正被拣选的人
because the one who is truly elect,
他知道他是不配
He knows that he's not worthy.
是的，尊重上帝的人
so he fears the grace of God.
顺从上帝的主权
obey the plan of God
他敬畏上帝的宝座
and fear the throne of God
他惧怕上帝的审判
he's a fearful of God's judgment
所以这种惧怕敬畏倒显出你有上帝选民应当有的心态
this is a fear and godliness but to prove there is a mentality of the elect
这是很重要的事情
this is important
感谢上帝
praise God
有许多人虽然不清楚他是永远得救
A lot of people even though they may not know that they have been saved eternally
但他实在是永远得救
But truly they are saved eternally
有一些人以为自己永远得救
But for others they thought they are saved eternally
其实他们还没有真正蒙恩得救
Actually they have not been saved yet
这是非常反合性的道理
This is a paradoxical truth
所以圣经的那些自以为站立得住的人他们要谨慎
So the Bible says then Be alert for those who thought that they can stand firm
当你以为你是站立得住你是很安全的时候危险就临到你
If you thought that you can stand firm You are safe The danger will come to you
问题是如果一个人真正得救而不知道自己得救是不是他经历很大的痛苦
The question then is One who has been saved But don't know that he has been saved Will he go through great suffering?
是的
Yes
他有经历很大的痛苦
He will go through great suffering
因为他常常怕自己不得救
Because many times he feared that he has been saved
一个常怕自己不得救而真正得救的人好过一个没有得救以为自己已经得救的
The one who feared that he has not been saved But after all he has been saved Is better than those who thought he had been saved After all he has not been saved at all
所以呢有一个这个布道叫做 Billy Sunday
So Billy Sunday an evangelist
这个人在这个长老会归正神学的教会里面讲到的时候
When he was preaching among the president of the Reformed Church
他就常常告诉大家神的怒气我们就敬畏他我们就战惊我们就惧怕
Many times he preached about a radical You must tremble, you must fear him
当他到了卫理公会
When he came to the Muslim Church
到了那些不大有把握得救的教会中间的时候
To the churches that do not have the certain of their salvation
他就跟他们谈到神的拣选神的恩赐是没有后悔的
He will talk about the irrevocability of God's election and God's salvation
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
其实教会有两种的心态
There are two kind of mentality in the church
一种的心态
One mentality
就是他们以为神既然永远拯救我我就可以随便
They thought that since God has elected me eternally I can do anything I want
另外一种因为我如果随便我一定在被丢弃所以不能再得救所以他很惧怕
And the one who fear because they say that if I were to do any way I like my God can cast me away
这两种基督徒对不对呢
Are these two group of people right
两种都不对
Both are wrong
神所拣选的
He who come from God is elect
不是放纵你让你以为既然拣选可以随便
God will not let you let loose life. You thought that you have been saved. You can do anything you want.
第二种
the second kind.
上帝如果真正拯救你，
也快来出来 save you.
他不喜欢你怀疑他的拯救，天天害怕，以为靠自己的功劳才能维持。
He doesn't want you to be doubtful every day. You fear. You thought that you want to through your work, then you can be saved.
所以在我们已经领受救恩的人身上
，So to us who have received the grace of God,
我们将怎么样调和这两样的心态呢
？How we harmonize these two kind of mentalities?
第一样，我们要清楚知道神的计划是永远的。
The first, we must know that God's plan is eternal.
神的救赎是出于他的主。
God's salvation coming from His own sovereignty.
神的赦罪是确定的。
And also the forgiving of God is certain.
神的保守。
And God's keeping with His power.
神的拯救的连一个他也不撇下。
Whom that God wants to save, He wants to cast one away.
第二方面
，The second，
这样的人
，These kind of people，
是要敬畏上帝。
You must fear God.
我惧怕神。
You must fear God.
顺服神。
You must obedient to God.
好好跟随主。
And follow Christ carefully.
常常超主喜悦的
事。And to please Him.
你把这两样撇起来的时候
，When you harmonize these two，
你就成了一个可以过圣洁生活的基督徒。
You can be a Christian that can lead a holy life。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
所以保罗说：“你不要指着旧的枝子夸口。
”So then Paul said, "Do not point to the old branches."
你们已经被撤下去了
，You have been cast away。
你看我接上去了
，See I've been grafted。
你就夸口了
，So you boast。
保罗，你要知道，不是你托住根。
Paul said that it's not you who support the root,
根托住你
but the root that support you.
你因着信水站得住
Because I believe you can stand firm.
不但不可自夸，反倒有惧怕
Not that, because of that you cannot boast, also you must feel trembling.
你要记得一件事情
Remember one thing.
上帝既然把爱惜原先的枝子可以把它折下来
Since God couldn't cast and cast away the original branch,
上帝也必不爱惜你
God will not love you more than that.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
既然敢乱来就证明你不是蒙恩的人，你是抵挡、藐视上帝恩典的人。上帝把这些人也可以吃下来。
If you can sin against God any way you want, God can of course cast you away.
所以那些自以为得救、没有危险会来到的人，可能不是得救的人，神会把他丢掉。
So those who thought they were safe and did you want to come to them, I tell you, God will cast them away because they do not believe at all.
请你注意，我不是说。神真正拯救的人谁会吃下来
I'm not saying that those who truly God has saved God will cast you away
我说那些自以为他一定就是神真正拯救的人不一定是得救的神会把他吃下来
But those who thought that God had truly saved them they have not been saved they can be cast off
就像你看见上帝的恩慈和严厉
So you see the sternness and the grace of God
这里提到两样事情
Here he mentioned two things
The loving kindness of God
神的慈爱
以及上帝的公义 the righteousness and the solemnness of God
and 神的这个严厉神的这个公义
上帝的恩慈和严厉
the kindness and the sternness of God
像跌倒的人是严厉的
and he's stern to those who fail
像你是有恩慈的
and he's kind to you
只要你长久在他的恩慈里面
only you continue to dwell in his grace and kindness
不然你也要被砍下来
if not you also be cut off
这句话后来犹大书里面告诉我们
In the book of Jude it says
你要常常保守自己在上帝的爱里面
You must continue to keep yourself in the love of God
常常保守自己
You must keep yourself continually
在上帝的爱里
In the kindness of God
因为如果不是如此的话
Because if it's not so
你轻看神
You despise God
神会把你砍下来
God will cut you off
那么有一些人
There's some
神的砍下是使他成为一个永远不得救的人
When God cut them off which is eternally they are safe
因为他本来不是真正得救的人
Because originally they have not been saved
第二种是有一些已经得救且轻看主恩典的人
The second is that those who have been saved but they despise the grace of God
神要把他的侍奉的这一个生活把他砍下
God will cut him off from his life of service
你像保罗说不要我自己福音传给别人自己倒被上帝所丢弃
Paul is saying that I preach to others but yet I've been discarded by God
为什么是生命的失落
Not that the lose his life
还是侍奉完全被上帝丢掉
The lose in ministry
神不要再用你
God doesn't want to use you anymore
不让你结果子
God will not want you to bear fruit
变成一个呢百战地图的救人
So you're the one who is saved but you occupy the place of vanity
这是很可怜的人
This is pitiful
所以我们要长久保守在上帝的恩里面
So continue, we must keep ourselves in the grace of God.
不但如此
Not only so.
保罗提到如果你轻看犹太人
Yes, if you despise the Jews.
你要知道上帝有一天会把他接回去的
You must know that one day God will graft them back.
这个就是犹太重新归主的道
That's the restoration of the Israelites.
犹太人什么时候会再归主
When will the Israel be restored?
耶稣基督被钉在十字架以后
After Christ Jesus was crucified,
彼得、雅各、约翰、保罗这些先知、这些使徒们到世界各地去传福音。
Peter, John, and Paul, all these apostles spread the gospel throughout the world.
万邦、万国、万民、万族的人都有许多人信的意思。
So that all nations, all grace, they come to God.
但是只有犹太民族不愿意信。
But only Israel doesn't believe.
直到今天，全世界最不能、不容易信耶稣的人。可能不是回教徒是犹太人
Even until today those who are hard in their heart cannot believe in Christ may not be the Muslim but maybe the Israelite
犹太人比印度地区的人更难信耶稣
The Israelite is hardened more as compared to Indian
犹太教的人比佛教徒更难信耶稣
Those who belong to Judaism even hardened compared to the Buddhism
犹教徒中间的人比这个回教徒的中间改信耶稣的人更少
Those stern Israelites is more difficult to convert as compared to stern Muslims.
犹太人比共产党人更难信。
Even the stern Israelites is even more difficult for them to believe as compared to communists.
为什么呢？因为犹太人认为他们所信的就是对的，不必再改了。
Because they thought that what they believe is right, they don't have to change.
他们认为耶稣基督绝对不是弥赛亚，不必再谈。
They will say that Jesus absolutely he cannot be the Messiah and no ground for debate.
今天的犹太人
，Today the Jews
还是昼夜在那里等着候弥赛亚来。
Day and night they are waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
你们对他说弥赛亚来了
，You tell them Messiah's come.
他说不必多讲。
They said don't say anymore.
弥赛亚还没有来
，He's not come yet.
你说耶稣就是弥赛亚
，He said Jesus is Messiah.
他说不是
，You said no.
弥赛亚不是那么软弱的
，Messiah is not so soft.
那么你问他弥赛亚应当怎么样
？You say then what kind of Messiah do you expect?
弥赛亚一定是军事性的
He must have written
弥赛亚一定是政治性的
He must be political
弥赛亚一定是复仇性的
He must be a revengeful
弥赛亚一定是民族性的
He must be a rationalist
弥赛亚来的时候
So when the Messiah comes
为以色列
It is for the Israelites
打退外邦
Also the defeated enemies
制服敌军
Also the defeated enemies
重建大卫的宝座
So to restore the throne of David
坐在王上统治他们的百姓
So seated on the throne to rule over his people
耶稣没有做这个事
Jesus did not do that
耶稣从没有搞政治
Jesus never involved in politics
耶稣没有打败过仇敌
He never defeat any enemy
耶稣没有建立过宝座
He never restored the throne
耶稣里面没有做过王
Because he had never been a king
他哪里是弥赛亚
How can he be the Messiah
犹太人只这样不能信主
The Jews, because of that, they cannot believe in God.
因为他们只从军事、政治性的成功去认识谁是弥赛亚。
Because they recognize the Messiah through political perspective and through military perspective.
但圣经怎么讲呢
？But what did the Bible say?
岂知他为我们受苦。
He has suffered for our sake, don't you know?
岂知他为我们受害
？Don't you know he was suffering for our sake?
因为受的鞭伤，我们得着医治。
He was whipped so that we can be healed.
因为他受的刑罚，我们得着平安。
He was judged so that we can have peace.
我们个人如羊走迷。
We are like a sheep that got astray.
耶和华说，我们众人的罪都归在他的头上。
Jehovah caused all sin to be upon his him.
他两手被扎，两脚被扎。
Has been pierced in his hand.
他被挂在木头上。
He has been hung on the wood.
他在那呼喊，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我
？He cried, My God, My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
圣经岂不是这样清楚提到弥赛亚受苦的事迹吗
？Hasn't the Bible mentioned that the Messiah should suffer?
今天的犹太人怎么解释以赛亚书五十二章最后一段跟五十三章
？Today, how the Israelites will interpret Isaiah 52 and 53?
今天以色列人怎么样解释诗篇第二十二篇，基督在十字架上说：“我的上帝。”我的上帝为什么离开我
How would they interpret that Psalm 22 that my God, why has thou forsaken me?
他说那不是弥赛亚
He said that's the Messiah
那是指犹太人为全世界受苦
It's pointing to the Jews that suffer for the sake of the whole world
当希特拉杀死650万犹太人 Holocaust 的时候
And then the Holocaust Hitler that killed 6.5 million of Jews
他们说这个就是以赛亚52-53章
He said that Isaiah 52 and 53
以色列百姓为全世界受鞭伤受刑罚
For the sake of the whole world Israel had been whipped had been judged
以色列人受苦
they suffer.
而这个不是指耶稣在十字架上的苦难。
That's not pointing to the suffering Christ Jesus on the cross.
犹太人是最难最难信。
So if it's more difficult for the Jew to believe.
尤其是我在这一个这个一个飞机上。
One day I was on a plane.
那见到一个人。
I saw a man.
那我就问他说你是什么宗教。
I asked him what kind of religion do you have.
他对我说 I'm a Jew. 我是犹太人。
He said I'm a Jew.
哦，我就开始对他有兴趣了。
So I'm interested in him now.
因为很少有机会犹太人坐在旁边又跑不掉的。
So very sure, but see the Jew was beside you. You cannot run away.
几个钟头一定要坐在我旁边，我也不能跑掉，他也不能跑掉。
For a few hours, I cannot run away. He cannot run away from me too.
我开始跟他谈谈。
So I talked to him.
跟他讲关于耶稣的道理。
Talk about Jesus.
我说呢，你们犹太人很伟大。
You Jews are great.
我知道你们什么人都过诺贝尔奖，诺贝尔奖，诺贝尔奖，诺贝尔奖。你们在音乐、在物理、在财政、在经济各样方面的成就，我真的很佩服你们。
I say I admire Jews bones because so many people of the Jews have this Nobel Prize winners.
他很高兴。
He was so glad.
I don't know you know about the Jewish history so much.
我不晓得你知道这个以上历史这么多。
And you appreciate our people.
而你欣赏我们犹太人
，It's good，
很好的。
You know so many 啊，
你懂了这么多。
我跟他谈话，他很高兴了又。
So when he was very pleased，
我就问他说
，Then I asked him，
Who do you think was the greatest people in the Jewish history？
你想这个犹太人历史里面谁是最伟大的？
他说 ，Absolutely， that was Moses。
当然是摩西。他说
，Moses was the greatest。
摩西最伟大。
Well, how come you say Moses the greatest？
为什么你说摩西最伟大呢
？Moses gave the foundation of the law for every nations in the world, even until now.
他说摩西直到今天都是给所有律法基础。
The Ten Commandments is the basis and the foundation and the principle of human morality.
他说这个十诫呢，乃是人类一切律法跟这个道德的基准。
More than Hammurabi.
那超过了 Hammurabi.
More than other law makers.
超过其他立法制定者
both in the ancient world or in the modern world
无论是古时无论是现代
I think absolutely Moses is the greatest
当然摩西是绝对是最大
我看时间快要到飞机要到了
I think time is about coming to the land
How do you think about Jesus
你想耶稣怎么
办 Oh no Jesus is not that
耶稣没有这么伟大
Jesus even is not a Jew
他根本不是犹太人
We don't consider he's a great Jew among Jews
我们不考虑他是犹太人当中的伟人
我说 May I ask you who has the biggest influence on this worldIn comparing with Jesus and Moses,
我想啊，这个耶稣跟这个摩西两个人，实际在世界上产生巨大的影响力。
他就一直想，一直想。
So he was thinking very hard.
那么他对我说呢
？Then he told me,
yeah, quantity wise, Jesus got very big influence. Also,
如果总量来说，耶稣有些的影响。
But I think still Moses is greatest.
我想摩西是最伟大。
那我再跟他谈，
说哎，他跟那边
谈，在文学，在什么摩西的影响到现在多大，耶稣基督多大，同他谈。
哎，这个不是 influence the religion or other aspect, what kind of influence Jesus had, Moses had?
他说 makes sense，
这个是有道理的哟。
But I still don't consider he's the greatest。
但是我还不认为他是最伟大的。
我说 among Jewish，
我说这个犹太人当中啊
，you produce great people，
你们产生很多伟人
，with a great influence，
和有很大的影响。
But some are good, some are bad。
那有些是好的，有些坏的。
Supposed，
比如说
，Thomas also a Jew， 我说
这个马克思也是犹太人呢、啊。
他说，that is unacceptable，
啊，这个是例外，
这是例外的。
Exception，
亲爱的弟兄们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
到下飞机以前呢
，Before we landed，
他很难接受。
It's difficult for him to receive。
我跟他握手说
，When I shook him，
Do you think it and think it again？ Who has greater influence on the morality of human society and mankind besides Jesus?
我说你在想，除了耶稣基督以外的，除谁在这个道德等等的方面有更大的影响
？Okay, I think it.
他好，我想一想，
他就离开了。
And he left.
我相信我这一生可能永远没有机会再见到那个人。
I believe that maybe in my whole life I will not see this man again.
但我已经讲了一些重要的话给他听。
But I spoke some important words to him.
有一次我在加拿大，
我 one when I was in Canada.
大学的时候
，when I was in Regional,
没有人来接我。
Nobody come to pick me up in the airport.
那个城市我又不熟。
And I'm not familiar with that city actually.
结果呢
？But then.
等了半个钟头没人接我。
I waited for half an hour. Nobody comes to the airport to pick me up.
我就坐 taxi 进城
去。So、I took a taxi to the city.
原来他们听错了，那个城市两个飞机场，他们在别的飞机场接我。
Actually, there are two airports in that city. They went and another airport to pick me up.
所以他们就奇怪，半个钟头这个人不来。
So they feel very strange. They said, half an hour passed. This man never come.
我等他不来，他等我不来。
I wait for them. They never come. They wait for me and thought they never come.
半个钟头他又回家去了。
So after half an hour, they went back.
原来那一天呢？
So actually on that day,
是上帝要我做一辆 taxi 跟犹太人讲话。
God want me to be sitting to preach actually.
那个司机是犹太人。
And that the taxi driver was a Jew.
我说 Are you a Christian?
我问你是基督徒吗？
No.
不是。
七八个诺连珠炮。
啊，七八个这个布。
Are you Catholic?
你是天主教徒吗？
No. 我说 What are you?
你是什么？
I'm a Jew.
我是犹太人。
我是犹太人。OK.我说 Do you believe in Jesus?
我说你相信耶稣吗？
No.
耶稣很多的不。
听得出他对耶稣一点客气都没有。
So I can sense that he doesn't pay any respect to Jesus at all.
一点尊重都没有。
He doesn't pay any respect.
一点这个兴趣都没有。
And also not interested in Jesus.
Jesus is a man.
耶稣是人。
我说 Jesus is God.
我说不，耶稣是神。
But Jesus is man.
耶稣是人。
我说 Jesus is God.
我说耶稣是神。
How can you say Jesus is God?
你怎么可以说耶稣是神？
我不必回答，我就 How say you can Jesus man?
我就问他，你怎么说耶稣是人
？How you can say Jesus is God?
你怎么说耶稣是神呢
？How can you say Jesus is man?
我说你怎么说耶稣是人呢？
所以我们就掉在一个不能再辩论下去的。
So we fell in a dilemma.
OK， 我就问他说
，I asked him,
How old is your taxi?
你的这个 taxi 有多久了
？So my taxi, yeah, 5 years.
啊，五年。
我说呢。Are you older than your taxi?
你比你的 taxi 更老吗？
Yes, I'm older than my taxi.
我比我的 taxi 更老。
But sometimes,
但是呢，有时啊
，another man come to drive my taxi.
但是另外的人来开我的 taxi 的时候
，when another man come to drive your taxi.
当另外的人来开你的 taxi 的时候
，can your taxi say to that man, "I'm older than you, you just come"?
你的这个 taxi 可以说你比他更老吗？
Taxi 更老吗？你刚刚来嘛。
So when you just came, can you say the older the taxi?
我告诉 Jesus God who came to visit the world.
耶稣来这个拜访这个世界。我说
And the world said Jesus is just come, it's not old.
那么这个世界说耶稣刚刚来，他不够老。
Do you know Jesus only 1976? 那个是1976年。
你知道吗？耶稣在1976年之前来了。
这不过是1976年，
他只不过是 only about 1976 years.
He's a man, he's not God.
他说他只不过是人，不是神。
他们不能接受耶稣基督是神。
So they cannot accept Christ Jesus God.
我跟他谈，你跟 taxi， 你更老。
So when I say that you and the taxi who is older.
但是 taxi 过了几年你才来驾驶。
So after taxi have been there for a few years, then you come to drive.
那么你进来的时候，你就比 taxi 更轻。
So when you come in, you are younger than a taxi.
其实你来访问。你进入这个 taxi 的时候
when you come,
你以前就存在
when you come into the taxi but before you come to the taxi you already there
我们谈到 pre-existence 的问题
我们谈到先存性
没有到世界以前基督存在的可能性
because before he come to the world Christ Jesus is really existing
但我一讲到耶稣 no
when you talk about Jesus
he no again 我说你们犹太人相信上帝是自由拥有的
you believe that God is eternally existing
you are right
你就讲是对的
I am who I am
我就是
那至存永存者
I am who I am
你知道吗耶稣讲过这句话我就是那永存者
Do you know that Jesus said I am and I am
What did he say
你说什么
他讲什么耶稣讲什么
他讲什么 What did he say
Jesus said
Yes he
said Before Abraham was I am
在亚伯拉罕有之前就有我
What's that
是什么
Did he say that
他这样讲吗
我说是的
Oh yes
在哪里
Where
在约翰福音八章最后一节
And in John chapter 8, verse 58,
耶稣对犹太人说
Jesus told the Jews,
没有亚伯兰以前
Before Abraham was,
我就是
I am,
Before Abraham was,
当亚伯兰还没有生的时候
还没有的时候 I am, 所以你的 was 是会被时间淘汰的过去的
The was in the past tense is passed away by time
I am 是永存者绝对不能被淘汰的过去
But when Jesus said I am that's the eternal one that cannot be cast away by time
谈到那里的时候
When you talk about that
时间就到了
The time has come
我要下车了
I am to this boat
我给他钱
I give him
the
money
我请你好好思想关于耶稣的事
Think about Jesus I said
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers
犹太人很难信
It's difficult for them to believe
尽可能不信
They try their very very best not to believe
差不多可以说差不多绝对不能信主的就是一种人
And the case that one kind of person they cannot believe absolutely properly is the truth
但保罗在这里怎么讲
But Paul here he says
弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道
And brothers I do not want you to be ignorant
这个奥秘
This mystery
恐怕你们自以为聪明
So that you may not be conceited
就是以色列 有几分是应许。
That the Jew has experienced a hardening in part.
等到外邦人的数目填满了。
Until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
二十六节，于是以色列全家都要得救。
And so all Israel will be saved.
以色列全家都要得救。
The all Israel will be saved.
那个时候，以色列全家要得救。
And then all Israel will be saved.
如经上所记。
As written in the Bible.
必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切的罪恶。
The deliverer will come from Zion, and he will turn godlessness away from the Jacob.
又说我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。
And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
这段历史什么意思？
What do you mean by this passage?
以色列还有一些人又要完完全全归向耶稣基督。
They are also part of Israel. They'll come back to God.
那这个叫以色列全家得救。
That's why it's called the all Israel to turn to God.
这个家什么家呢？
What am I that home?
神自己的家。
That's God's own home.
上帝的家被分成两部分。
God's household has been divided into two parts.
一部分是在以色列中间。
On one part is the dwelling in the Israelites.
一部分是外邦的中间。
The other part is the Gentiles.
耶稣在世界上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
上帝差遣他的儿子在以色列中间传道。
God has sent his son to preach among the Israelites.
耶稣基督死里复活以后。
So after he has resurrected.
他就吩咐门徒到外邦传道。
He told them to go to all nations to preach.
耶稣基督在约翰第十章里面告诉我
，In John chapter ten, Jesus said,
我另外有一群羊
，I have another group of sheep.
你们去把它带回归成一群
，Go and bring them to become one.
我有另外的羊
，I have another sheep.
不在羊圈里面
，Not in this
在外面
，Outside.
这表示有以色列叫归主的，有在外邦中间归主
，Meaning that the Israel that turn to God, they are also Gentile that turn to God.
你们要去把他们带回来
，Go and bring them back to the pen.
归成一群
，So that they become one flock.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Jesus?
彼得书信告诉我们，
Peter said,
耶稣是群羊的大牧人。
He is the pastor of all, shepherd of all.
耶稣升天以前，
so before he ascended,
他吩咐彼得说，
He told Peter,
你爱我吗？
You love me?
你牧养我的羊，
shepherd my,
你牧养我的小羊，
shepherd my lamb,
你牧养我的羊。彼得年老的时候，
Peter, when he was old,
我们做长老的，
he said, we are,
我们做牧人的，
we who are the shepherd,
不是管辖。
Not to convey,
做群羊的榜样。
Not to be the example.
所以呢，耶稣基督要他的使徒们，他们要不但照顾这些羊。
So not only that God wanted the apostles to take care of the sheep,
而且出去把外面的羊也带回来。
And to bring another group back to the pen.
这样的上帝的家。
So that the house of God.
上帝的选民。
God's elect.
由以色列里面归主的。
A part belongs to Israel who turned to God.
外邦人归主的。
A part of the Gentiles that turned to God.
外邦人归主的门大开是什么时候呢？
So when is time when the door of the Gentile is opened wide.
这就是新约的时代。
That's the New Testament time.
新约的时代。
At the time of the New Testament.
神就使外邦的门打开来了。
God opened wide the door for the Gentiles.
使徒们到全世界各地传道。
So the apostles go to the whole world to preach.
一个一个死在异地。
So one by one they die in foreign nations.
为福音寻道。
For the sake of God's their martyr.
为主而死。
And die for the sake of God.
把领许多人归向上。
And to bring many people to God.
那么这些外邦人得救的数目多少呢？
So how many of this number of Gentiles who turn to God?
上帝不知道。
We do not know.
我们不知道。
We do not know.
上帝没有告诉我们。
God never tell us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
这里一个数目。
There's a number.
外邦人得救的数目填满了。
When the full number of Gentiles has come in.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是有一天全世界得救的数目满足的时候。
So one day when all people to be converted are full in the number.
神就成全他永世的计划。
God then will accomplish his plan.
就是
成了 plan.
除了万邦万国万民万族的归主以外。
So from all nations, all races, you want to turn people to God.
这个曾经被上帝暂时丢弃的犹太人。
Those Jews who have been temporarily cast away by God.
他们就全家得救。
The all Israel will be saved.
那是真正的以色列人。
That's who is right.
真正属于上帝家的人。
Truly belonging to the house of God.
都要归回到主。
They will return back to God.
这样全世界属于主的人都聚集。
So for the whole world, those who belong to God will not be assembled.
救赎的旨意完全成功。
So the plan of God in salvation will not accomplish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear friends,
我们今天还在过程中间。
So then we're in the process.
我们看见犹太人还没有归主。
We see the Jew has not come back yet.
我们看见外邦的数目还没有填满。
We see the Gentile has not fulfilled in
number. 我们在历史过程中正在看神这样预备。
We are in the process of history to see how God prepared.
直到那一天的来临。
Until that day to come.
所以罗马书第十一章。
So Romans chapter 11.
给我们看见我们这些外邦人归主。
Allow us to see that we Gentiles who have converted.
犹太人曾经因为不信主被丢弃。
Because the Israelite, because the slave, they've been cut off.
所以恩典临到我们。
So then the grace comes to us.
恩典临到我们不是叫我们骄傲。
The grace comes to us not that we be boastful.
恩典临到我们不是叫我们自夸。
Not that we be arrogant.
恩典临到我们不是叫我们去轻看犹太人。
Not that we then despise the Jews.
恩典临到我们乃是要我们常常存着惧怕的心过圣洁的生活。敬畏上帝，讨上
帝。The grace that comes to us so that we can live a life of fear, God fearing.
恩典临到我们，要我们记得学习保罗，效法他，为骨肉至亲，昼夜忧伤痛苦，等犹太人的救。
So we learn from example of this Paul that he grieved for his own countrymen that one day they will turn back to God.
所以，如果我们要主的日子来到
，So if we want the Lord's day to come，
我们一定要多传福音。
We must preach the gospel。
我们一定要过敬畏的生活。
We must live a godly life。
我们要精心祷告。
We must be alert in prayer。
我们过圣洁的生活。
Live a holy life。
我们要为犹太人代祷。
For the Jew or for the Jew,
in the future. 外邦的数目填满以后
，So when the number of Gentiles are full，
以色列全家得救。
All the Israel will be now returned。
神的旨意成全。
God's will is accomplished。
那是耶稣基督再来。
Then Jesus will return。
我们在永恒中间。
Then in eternity，
享受他为我们预备的筵席。
We enjoy that feast that prepared for us。
进入永永远的荣耀里。
And to enter into eternal glory。
求主帮助我们。
And God will help us。
使我们顺服神
，That we are obedient to God，
跟随主
，To follow Him，
在怜悯中间
，And also in His mercy，
把荣耀归给上帝
，We want to give glory to God。
现在我们大家站起来
，So we arise，
我们大家再来读这一段的圣经
，When to read this passage，
我们从第二十三节开始来读
，Reading from verse number 23，
弟兄们，我愿意你们第二三，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的。等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。旧作福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌。旧的拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服上帝，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜悯。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施恩给你们的怜悯，现在也就蒙怜悯。因为上帝将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜悯众人，我们大家站立，我们开声祷告。
Let us pray aloud。
我们感谢上帝。
Well, the